The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 9 to 14, where Moses wrote, "Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous just as he delighted in your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in the book of the law and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you may obey it." My dear friends in Christ, kind of interesting when you look at this reading that what Moses did is he told the people that the Lord would bless them. He said he'd bless them if you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in the book of the law and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, what Moses is really talking about there is faithfulness to God. God's word looks for faithfulness on our part. But when we think about what that says, it seems pretty strong and pretty demanding. When we consider what God is looking for, how many of us actually would say that we think we should be blessed by God? How can I possibly obey the Lord and keep all his commands and decrees when I have to confess that really, I don't even know all of God's commands and decrees, and nor do you know all of God's commands and decrees. We have to study the Word of God a whole lot more, and well, that Word is near us, so we could study it to get more of it. But then Moses says here that what we should do is we should turn to the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul. And none of us can claim to have that kind of dedication to God. We all have to confess that it quite naturally works that we would selfishly think of me, myself, and I more often than we would think of God and of others. We'd probably think of ourselves, me, myself, and I, more often than we should. You and I often let other things and other activities take priority over God in our lives. So how can we expect God's blessings? How can we possibly stand before God and say, "I have been faithful to you"? That's kind of a scary question for us to consider, isn't it? How thankful we have to be that because we have Jesus' blood and righteousness, well, that takes away the problem. We have his shed blood, which washes away our sin. We have his righteousness, his holy, perfect life that was lived for us, that gives us his righteousness, his perfection. It gives us the perfect obedience and the love for God with all our heart and with all our soul that Moses is looking for here. When I stand before God, we'll have to confess that we haven't been faithful on our own as we should be. You haven't loved God with all your heart and with all your soul. I haven't loved God with all my heart and all my soul. But then what you can do and what I can do is we can confidently exclaim that Jesus has been faithful for you and for me. He has loved God and all people perfectly for us. What Christ has done then motivates us. It moves us in our lives not toward a mediocrity or a not caring about how faithfully we live for God. Rather, his love for us, it motivates us to work every day at being more faithful to our God. It motivates us at working at, and it's a process, it's a working at where we'll never get to where we'd want to be, but we'll work at getting rid of our own selfishness and at loving God more and at putting him in the number one position in our lives where he belongs. And to keep on asking ourselves, not how little can I do for my Savior, but how much can I do in my life to serve God for everything that he has graciously done for me and for my eternal salvation. God's word, it looks for faithfulness in our lives. And thankfully, what God's word does is it will help you and me to work at being faithful to our faithful God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for promising us in your word the blessings of your grace and love and heaven forever. Help us always to be your faithful followers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.